We'll find out, and thank you very much for the call.
Bye-bye.
Elmo?
The $180 million is now in excess of $200 million because it's been put in a fund that's accruing interest, and none has been distributed to the veterans. And the reason for it is that Judge Weinstein asked an attorney to come out with a formulated plan that would be fair in distribution as to what ought to be done. And the attorney came up with a plan, and then there have been other attorneys that have now filed objections to the distribution of that plan, basically arguing that only Vietnam veterans that can show a relationship to being damaged by Agent Orange or that have perhaps a financial need that there ought to be a prioritizing on the way the thing is distributed. So the answer to the question is the reason he hasn't heard about anything is because it's still hung up in the courts to say exactly how it should be distributed. And it's a real myriad of complex issues, since the scientific evidence at the time of the lawsuit wasn't in, even as to the lymphomas. That evidence is now in. Other evidence that may be in the future is not in now. Is somebody that you could show that had a direct linkage to Agent Orange and a problem, if they had no financial need, should he get any, he or she get any? I mean, it is a very, very complicated thing, and when that will be resolved, I just don't know.
Okay, let us talk to David. Hello, David.
Hello. Yes, I can relate to your struggle in Vietnam. I wasn't there, but I lost four classmates in Vietnam. And I'd like to know your views. Just the other day, I was listening to a show, and a native from Afghanistan was on the show, and he told the audience that 2 million of his people have died in Afghanistan because of the Russians. And he also just pointed some other points on the little butterfly bombs that are let down, the Dal bombs, and the carting away of children over to Russia from Afghanistan so they can be re-indoctrinated. And how come we're never hearing about this on the major news cast and the radio and the talk shows? And I got to go to some off-the-wall radio show or talk show to get this information. I don't understand this. What do you think?
To answer your question in a kind of general way, I think that one of the issues that came out of the Vietnam War that this country has still not dealt with is when are we willing to defend ourselves from other than direct attack? It is clear the communists don't make it any secret that they are out against our way of life and that they are taking a salami slice of the world at a time. They're in Central America. Do we decide to take a stand there, or do we wait until they're in Mexico? This country is dependent on 79 critical resources from abroad. We are not an independent island continent or island state. Our way of life can be economically changed if the wrong places in the world are taken over. The oil fields of Iran, the oil fields of Mexico. So the answer to your question, and your question is a good one, is when and where in the world do we make a decision to combat an aggressive way of life that is out to change our way of life? And I don't think the response to that is that we can say that the mistake of going into Vietnam means that we don't defend ourselves until they're at our borders, or if we make that mistake, it will be too late.
Elmo, we're going to meet with the supervisor at the National Service Office for Wisconsin Disabled American Veterans on the show now. I want to thank you very much for being with us. Have you seen a preview of Unnatural Causes, the show that will be on television tonight on NBC that deals with Agent Orange?
I've seen a information flyer on it, and I've talked with people who have reviewed it. I've not actually seen it, but I certainly plan to watch it, and I urge all Vietnam veterans and all Americans to watch that program.
Okay. Elmo, I hope that you're healthy for many, many years. You've really had to fight a lot of battles in your lifetime, and I'm glad that the bone marrow transplant has kept you somewhat healthy now, and I hope that you have many years of of happiness with your family and lots of health.
I certainly appreciate being on there and on your program, and I hope that people will buy My Father, My Son and look into many of these worthy issues.
Okay, thank you, Elmo, so much for being with us.
Bye.
Elmo Zumwalt III, who served in Vietnam in 1969, commanded a swift boat that patrolled the rivers in South Vietnam. That area was heavily sprayed with Agent Orange, and Elmo, after returning from Vietnam, first his son's severe learning disability was diagnosed, and he suffered from two forms of cancer, and his, he said, had a bone marrow transplant last spring and seems to be doing okay at this point. And we thank him very much for being with us. We're going to be talking with Donald Savage, supervisor at the National Service Office for Wisconsin Disabled American Veterans, and he'll be with us in just a moment as we continue with Midday.
Must be 10 years I've been studying karate. Keeps me in pretty good shape. Got some fast hands, pretty good balance. But I tell you, even a black belt is no defense against nature. Time just changes the way a man's built. Sooner or later, even the Levi's jeans that used to be so comfortable, they just don't fit the same. But hey, that's no problem. You just switch to Levi's for men. Maybe you heard of them. They're the jeans made with the skosh more room in the seat and thigh to fit the way a grown man's built. You know, not real tight, but comfortable. Like jeans ought to fit. And the Levi's for men styles are good looking, with some nice colors, too. Hey, I gotta teach a class, but listen. If you want some comfortable jeans made to fit a man, you can win every time. With Levi's for men. I see you around, pal.
Donald Savage, our guest now with the Wisconsin Disabled American Veterans Association. And just a couple of reminders, that book is called My Father, My Son by Admiral Elmo Zumwalt and Elmo Zumwalt III. It has just been published by Macmillan and is available at bookstores in the area, including Schwartz and Walden's. Donald, thank you very much for being with us. Have you heard lots of stories similar to Elmo's? He really had an incredible run of bad luck with various forms of cancer. Have you talked to a lot of Wisconsin veterans who have experienced health problems as a result of being an exposure to Agent Orange?
Yes, we have. In our office, we have not had a high amount of individuals coming into our office with problems that may be related to Agent Orange, but we've had a lot of inquiries in which we forward them. Those inquiries are the veteran over to the VA hospital mm-hmm. for the treatment or for an examination to determine if, in fact, they are suffering from something that could be related to Agent Orange. And we go about it mainly to get them into a treatment facility to treat them, no matter what the disability. And I think we've been fortunate enough in Wisconsin to have facilities to at least evaluate the veteran mm-hmm. to see if he or she does have some physical problems that could be the result of Agent Orange, and as I stated, mostly to have them treated.
Yeah, and the VA does do screening for Agent Orange.
Yes, they do.
What about other kinds of problems? In the aftermath of the Vietnam War, I guess we've discovered that Vietnam veterans are not only experiencing health problems, but that this was a terribly difficult war psychologically, and a lot of vets have complained of problems even now adjusting to society and perhaps receiving criticism from a lot of people that the war they served in was a war that we shouldn't have been in, and they've just been neglected. Do you think that attitude is one that many people have, and is that attitude changing at all?
The attitude definitely was there, and rightfully so, that the Vietnam veteran was treated differently than other veterans. I think the admiral and both his son pointed out some very good information on that. Mainly the reason for losing the war is because the American public was not committed to the war. I do not feel that the government was committed to the war. So you had veterans or individuals, young men, women, going to a war and fighting for what they had no idea what they were really fighting for, because what they saw was their own people back home in America picketing and protesting against them being in Vietnam. So it was a hard war to understand. When they came back from the war, they received no respect from the American public, from a lot of people. So the readjustment was definitely a factor, and it's still there today, and based on Vietnam War is the main reason that you have a new diagnosis of what they call post-traumatic stress disorder. The majority of people that have post-traumatic stress are Vietnam veterans, but it's not only Vietnam veterans that can have post-traumatic stress. It's a disability that occurs due to a life-threatening situation. So you could have someone that went through a severe flood or tornado that, or a car wreck or anything like that, that could end up with the disability. But it finally has been addressed. It's finally a disability that the Congress has acknowledged, the VA has acknowledged, and the VA is treating. So there is one positive factor to it, that at least they're treating, they're acknowledging it, it is a disability. And there are many veterans that are suffering from it that really haven't even come in for treatment or for benefits.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess you could say it's one of those still ongoing problems with the Vietnam War.
Veterans who have it who have not come in for treatment?
I'm sure there are many veterans that have not come in for treatment that have post-traumatic stress or will not acknowledge that they have post-traumatic stress.
Mm-hmm. But there are services available which veterans certainly need to know about.
Absolutely.
Were you aware of this report that both the Admiral and his son made reference to from the Journal of American Medical Association that seems to positively link Agent Orange with lymphoma, a form of cancer?
No, I'm not aware of that. I have not read it. I'm sure we'll be looking for it.
Yeah. What do you think would happen? What would happen as far as claims are concerned, or what would change for Vietnam veterans if a positive link, a very positive link, were established between Agent Orange and various forms of cancer, and if also a link were established of learning disabilities of the children of Vietnam vets was linked to the use of Agent Orange?
The issue of cancer, first of all, if it's proven that there is a definite link to it, I think that, first of all, of course, it will have to go through the Congress. The House and the Senate both would have to acknowledge it and change Title 38 to allow service connection for the residuals of Agent Orange and cancer. The problem with, I think we need to understand, is the VA only implements the law that Congress sets down. Cancer right now, according to VA regulations, in order to service connect cancer, it must either be diagnosed in service or there is a one-year presumptive period, meaning if it's diagnosed within 1 year from date of discharge, it can become a service-connected disability. Of course, we're talking now, we're 15, 16 years away from Vietnam, so whether or not, they would not, as of today, automatically service-connect a cancer as a result of Agent Orange, unless Congress comes out with a law. I think the problem that I see is the unawareness of veterans out there on how to deal with the problem. I think Elmo Zuma was very precise on how he dealt with it. Researched it, did everything, and received a treatment. And I think even though there may not be benefits being paid, I think that if a veteran definitely is suffering from something, no matter what it is, and cannot readily diagnose it, they should at least get in for treatment. And the VA is mandated to treat any veteran for any disability that he or she feels is the result of Agent Orange.
Mm-hmm.
So the system is there. Now, the system doesn't always work, but I think it's the best system we currently have. And I know here in Milwaukee, they have done many, many examinations on Agent Orange.
Mm-hmm.
Then I think I also have to point out that when the issue first came out on Agent Orange, one of the big problems was scared veterans out there. Every veteran, I talked to many, many, many veterans that called up, wanted to know where they can get treated. And one of the questions I asked them was, well, what is the problem? Well, they had no problem. They just heard that if they were in Vietnam, they have Agent Orange, they're going to die, or their children are going to have malformations and stuff like that. So I think there's a lot of scare involved.
There was a lot of scare. I remember
and,
when that first came out.
I would hope that maybe some of these studies that we could not only find out the answer, but also help educate the public as to what they're looking for,
mm-hmm.
you know, and what to be aware of in regard to Agent Orange.
Mm-hmm.
And I hope that's what the studies finally come out with, you know, to give a definite answer, or at least a good answer, to the residuals of Agent Orange. Is it something that causes disability? If so, what is it, and what are we going to do about it?
Mm-hmm.
You know? But there's just so much on both sides of the fence. One says yes, the other one says no. That
it may take a few years to determine the health effects.
Absolutely.
5 years, 10 years, perhaps. And we may not even see health problems for a few more years.
Just take a look at cancer itself.
Right.
You know, how long have they been dealing with cancer? Where does it come from? What causes it? What's the cure? And I think you throw in Agent Orange in there, and it just adds to the question.
Mm-hmm. Donald Savage is our guest. He is with the Wisconsin Disabled American Veterans Office. He's the supervisor at the National Service Office. And if you have phone, if you have questions, feel free to pick up your phone and ask them. Our number is 799-1234, 799-1234. We had hoped somebody from the Veterans Administration would be on the show with us to talk about Agent Orange and about the screening there. They did decline to be on the show, but they gave us some information and a phone number at the VA in case you have not had an Agent Orange screening, or if you have questions about Agent Orange, you can call the VA. It's the Agent Orange Examination Center. The medical center's number is 384-2000, 384-2000. We'll return in just a moment.
So, Mr. Brown, what seems to be the problem?
Well, Doctor, I've been having these pains lately.
Pains? What sort of pains?
Well, Doc, it hurts whenever I do this.
Oh, like this?
Oh, yeah. You see, every time I move my hand like this to open my wallet to pay for another doctor visit, I get the sharp stinging sensation.
But don't do that.
Well, that's not funny, Doc. Now, come on, what do you think it is?
Well, it's as I suspected. You've got consumerati chargitis.
Huh?
You suffer from having to pay deductibles and fill out a lot of claim forms because you've got ordinary health insurance, and you don't have to do that.
I don't? Well, what can I do?
If I were you, I'd sign up with Centurion Health Plan.
Yes?
Centurion offers quality health care from the area's leading clinics, and with Centurion, there's no paperwork, no claim forms, and no deductibles.
Ah.
All your expenses are covered for one low monthly fee.
Centurion sounds great, Doc, but what am I going to do about my health care in the meantime?
Open your wallet and cough.
Centurion Health Plan, available to groups of five or more from Blue Cross and Blue Shield United.
Get special limited 2.2% financing with nearly 500 new cars and trucks in and coming at North Point Ford on North 76th.
See the forces at work in nature and culture tonight on Channel 10, starting at 7 with The Day the Universe Changed. Host James Burke notes the eventual discovery of a clockwork universe governed by immutable physical laws. Then at 8 on Part 2 of The Making of a Continent, see how ancient natural forces carved the topography of North America. And at 9, it's the conclusion of The Story of English. In its day, Latin was the universal language. Now only its distant descendants remain. Does a similar fate await English? It's TV worth discovering. Tonight, starting at 7 on Channel 10.
TV worth watching. Channel 10.
We have time to take a phone call, and we will go to Ray. Hi, Ray. You're on the air with Donald. Go right ahead.
Yes, I'd just like to know what his feelings and comments are regarding the Korean conflict, which I stress conflict because it was never a war, supposedly. But there are a lot of men, and I think there were more casualties in the Korean conflict than the Vietnam War, and what his feelings and thoughts are about that.
That's a big question, Ray, but Donald,
sure
go ahead.
Sure is a big question. Only thing I can say real quick in favor of Korean veterans, Congress has just passed the a bill to erect a Korean monument for Korean veterans. I think that Korean veterans were overlooked to some degree after their war. Of course, I was very young during that war, so I really can't answer a lot of questions on it. I think the Vietnam War and the way Vietnam came about kind of overshadowed the Korean veterans, and I really can't answer as to was it right or was it wrong on the way the Korean veterans were treated. I think now they are coming into their own based on the fact that, like I said, Congress just passed a bill to erect a Korean war memorial. And let's hope that the Korean veterans get their due also.
Mm-hmm. Frank Richardson is also joining us. Frank's going to be talking about the program that's running this week on drugs in Milwaukee Public Schools. But I asked him to join us early because he is a Vietnam veteran. You were in Vietnam when, Frank?
1969, 1970. Up along the DMZ.
Mm-hmm. So you were in an area that was sprayed with Agent Orange.
Well, the DMZ was rather clear of any foliage. And
yeah.
I think one of the main reasons. And we weren't told. In my year, a little over a year there, I was never told that we were being sprayed or anything. But I understand later from some of the charts that I've read that that, in fact, was used as a defoliant up there.
Were you worried when you heard about possible health risks? I'm sure you must have been there. You must have been paid attention to all of that.
Well, it's natural to, I guess. Mm-hmm. Not so much for myself, I think. Maybe children or something like that. they had no way to say no about going to Vietnam or anything like that. So my main concern is with children, with loved ones, and with people who just simply were walking into something that they did not know what they were walking into. If you're using a weapon that jams, they're going to fix it. If they're using a defoliant that could hurt you, I think they should fix that, too.
Mm-hmm. Have you experienced health problems? Have you been in for a screening?
No, I haven't been in for a screening. I do know that I went there with clear lungs, and I'm not going to sit here and air out my problems, but when I returned, they were less clear, I'll put it that way. No noticeable effects, no.
Mm-hmm.
And my child's fine. My children are fine.
Well, that's good news. Donald, give us a phone number and the services for Wisconsin Disabled American Veterans.
Our phone number at the VA Regional Office is 671-8240, and we are an organization that will represent veterans for any and all disabilities, try to cut through some of the red tape if possible to help them.
Is there a lot of red tape, Donald?
There is some. It's an awareness type thing to mm-hmm. understand the system, understand how the hospital works, which is Department of Medicine and Surgery, and for the treatment part, and also Department of Veterans Benefits is the regional office. So we try to get into cut the tape between the two
mm-hmm.
and help the veterans that way.
Okay, 671-8240.
Correct.
Okay, thank you very much for being with us, Donald.
Thank you.
We're going to continue with Midday and talk to Frank Richardson about a series that's running on lots of newscasts on WTMJ called Help, a Four-Letter Word. And we'll talk about drugs in schools and help available for students who may have drug problems, and that'll be coming up in just a moment. If you're looking for a spellbinding book, stop at the Harry W. Schwartz Bookshops and pick up the new release, My Father, My Son, by Admiral Elmo Zumwalt, Jr., and his son, Lieutenant Elmo Zumwalt III. The book is the true story of how tragedy forced the Zumwalt family to rally together and to find within themselves reservoirs of courage and wisdom, humor, compassion, and dignity. My Father, My Son shares the family's struggle to help young Elmo survive the ravages of cancer brought on by Agent Orange during the Vietnam War. It was the chemical defoliant that his father, Admiral Zumwalt, ordered to be sprayed along the rivers and the canals of Vietnam. My Father, My Son is now available at the Harry W. Schwartz Bookshop in the Iron Block Building downtown, at the Schwartz Book Nook in Whitefish Bay, and at the Harry W. Schwartz Shops in Lohman's Plaza in Brookfield and in the Grand Avenue. Harry W. Schwartz, celebrating 59 years of bookselling in Milwaukee.
American TV's entire inventory of Fisher stereos is on sale. A complete Fisher stereo system is $249. Now, the price includes a beautiful cabinet and a Fisher double cassette deck. A complete Fisher home stereo system, only $249 at American. Okay, you want a bigger system? A 100-total-watt Fisher stereo driving Fisher Tower speakers? The complete 100-watt system is only $495. Wait till I...